it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I am your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you guys so much for joining me on this Wednesday evening. It's a little chilly outside. Not too bad. A little windy. I'm glad I'm not too skinny because otherwise the wind would have blown me down the street. But anyways, I got to say thank you guys because I wasn't here last week, so had me a little bye week. That's what you want to call it. But I thank all of you who came to our thisdayisover.com holiday party. You had a great time. A lot of good folks, good food, good drinks. We had the photo booth. We had finger bang polish sales. And you guys got some great gifts too. We gave out some reusable red cups. Totally awesome gift. I picked it up myself. Yes, kudos to me. Yeah, I'm sweating myself for like a hot second. But I really like those cups. So once again, we appreciate you guys for supporting thisdateisover.com for these past 2 years. Yes, it's been 2 years since we launched the website. And if you don't know what the website is, check it out. Not now, but right now. Thisdateisover.com is a website for you to post your bad date stories and relationship woes. It was started, you know, because I had a lot of bad dates. I thought they were kind of funny. Figured I would share them with you guys. Of course, no names have been, you know, shared with the blog post because we don't do that. But we share bad date stories so that we can learn what not to do. And it's also just for kicks and giggles, you know? I like to laugh. I do that all day. That's what I do. It's one of my favorite things to do. So go ahead, read the stories, post your bad date stories as well. I mean, like I said, it's a great opportunity for us to learn what not to do on a date. Like going Dutch, that's a huge no-no. You know, sending out penis pics unsolicited, huge no-no. You know, being on your cell phone during the date, huge no-no. It's a lot of things. So learn that on thisdateisover.com. Now, if this is your first time listening to This Date Is Over Radio, welcome. And if you're a regular, welcome back. We are here each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. You can download the TuneIn app. That's TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N. It's a free app in the App Store. And search for The Flow, The Flow DC. Save us to your favorites. And we're here every Wednesday. Got some great stuff for you each and every week. You know, like tonight, we're going to be talking about the Christmas blues. Last show we had was talking about penis pics because penis happens a lot on my phone. Well, that sounded like I was a whore. I'm sorry. That didn't sound right. Like, it just happens randomly. It's not like I asked for the penis pictures. But anyways, here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, in a lot of cases, the ugly. Make certain that you follow me on social media at Date Is Over on Instagram and Twitter. And like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Like I said before, you know, it's that time of the year. Christmas and the new year are fast approaching. And guess what? You are still single. And not only are you single, you are unhappily single. I don't know what it is about the holidays that makes people just go into this bitter, angry, sad, depressed mode about their relationship status. But, you know, it does happen. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I got a special guest in the studio, Howard. What's up, Howard?
How you doing?
Thank you for joining me.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
I
didn't go to college at all. I appreciate you being here. Yes, but tonight we're going to talk about the Christmas blues. Because some people got the blues. You know, what can people do during the holiday season to cheer themselves up or cheer up their friends? So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And don't forget the Christmas blues. That is what we are talking about tonight. How do you get over these, you know, the holiday blues, not just Christmas blues? You might not celebrate Christmas. Maybe you celebrate Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. I don't know. Whatever it is during this time of the year, What is it that people can do to get over the blues? Let us know. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. And we're going to get into some music real quick. I'm not going to play too much Christmas music, but I'm going to play a little something. And this is one of my favorite Christmas songs. It's by the great Alexander O'Neill. The song is called My Gift to You. So keep it right here on The Flow.
with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the floor.
But the whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
You're listening to The State is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from Alicia Keys. The song was Little Drummer Girl. That was before she was the screaming Alicia Keys.
Yeah. She could sing.
Yeah, she could sing.
She was singing.
She could still sing, but I'm not.
She doesn't sing anymore.
I'm not with that whole screaming hollering Alicia Keys, but yeah. And right before that was music from Alexander O'Neill, My Gift to You. You played a little bit of Christmas music, just a smidge, because we are talking about the Christmas blues. Some people have the blues. And like I said before, you know, it's that time of the year when, you know, Christmas and the new year are fast approaching. And oh my gosh, you are still single. Yes, you are still single. And not only are you single, you're unhappily single for some odd reason. And the Christmas season is upon us. And you're going to go to bed alone. You're going to wake up alone. New Year's fast approaching. You're going to go to bed alone. You're going to wake up. Well, maybe not on New Year's. So who knows? I don't know. But some people, they get very upset when it comes to the holiday season and being single. And let me preface this by saying that I'm not anti-single, because I am single. And no, I'm not bitter and angry that I'm single during the holiday season. Hey, that's less gifts for me to have to buy. But whatever. So I got Howard in the studio. What's up, Howard?
What's going on?
Why do people put so much weight when it comes to, you know, why do the holidays carry so much weight when it comes to, you know, being single? Because a lot of people get into a serious funk when the holiday season comes around. Like, man, I'm single. I don't have anybody to love, and I'm by myself for Christmas. I'm like, but you were just by yourself like 2 months ago.
Yeah,
and 6 months
warm,
before that.
When it was warm, you can go outside and find somebody new.
Right.
But now that it's cold, everybody's booed up. Cuffing season is in full swing.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't been chose. That's what happens. I mean,
you ain't been chose.
I mean, I haven't been chose either. So you feel me? I've been looking. It's not everybody cleared their benches, and it's not much left. So
I ain't been chose, huh? I need to get my life together.
Is
that what you're saying?
Maybe you're rejecting the contracts being presented to you aren't good enough. Maybe that's what it is.
I think it's, you know, the people that I like don't like me,
and the people you don't like all up in it.
Right. You know, they like me, I don't like them.
Yep.
I like them, they don't like me. So I got to find that happy medium, and I don't believe in settling for just, you know.
You're right.
For the sake of being with somebody. I that's not my thing. Like, oh, you know what? It's Christmas time. Let me go ahead and get up under this warm body. Although that might not be such a bad idea because, you know, what I want for Christmas is to wake up with a topless male with a bow tie and a beard feeding me breakfast and rubbing
beard.
My feet.
Well, I don't have a beard by then, so I can't help you.
Well, I mean, we can make exceptions. We can make some exceptions. But yeah, I mean, I try not to get, you know, all caught up in the hype of Christmas, because it has become so commercialized, unfortunately.
You also want your presents, though.
That's I do. Talk, yeah, I do want my presents. That's the reality of the situation.
If anyone wants to give me a PS4.
Oh,
I,
if you want a PS1, honey, I got one at house.
Oh, a one? Thanks.
I've had it since college.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, one.
I still got a
wonderful
Nintendo 64. If we're trying to go back.
I have the first Nintendo.
None of that is helping me.
I have a Nintendo, I have a Super Nintendo, and I have a Wii.
You can set up.
Holla.
Nobody wants any of those things.
Excuse me? Excuse me. People want the Wii.
Okay.
We want the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play yourself.
Okay.
But yeah, so what advice do you have for people who are unhappily single during the holiday season? And what can they do to cheer themselves up besides alcohol?
One, for all you Christian folk, recognize what the season's actually for. Like, it's not about you being booed up. It's about...
It's not.
Jesus. The birth, even though he wasn't born. And anyway, that's a whole different thing. We're not getting into it.
I'm not doing that. I'm just saying I had the wrong song playing. That's why I was like, go ahead and fix that.
one, be around friends and family. I'm from California, so uh-huh. You feel me, being out here on the East Coast, my sister is here, mm-hmm. but she's a little further away. She got her boyfriend and their family, so they do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So I'm really just out here with my friends. So there's a few of us that are from a little further, may or may not be able to leave town over the next couple of weeks or even for Thanksgiving. So we just come together and do like a friend holiday. So we did the Friendsgiving.
I want to do a friend holiday. It's Friendsgiving. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
that sounds cool. I used to do Black Sunday.
Okay.
When everybody, all my friends, we would get together and try to remix Thanksgiving dishes mm-hmm. on that Sunday.
Okay.
We called it Black Sunday.
Okay.
But I stopped doing Black Sunday because I started doing the holiday party for thisdatisover.com.
Okay.
So
okay.
Maybe I have to bring Black Sunday back and figure out how to
combine it. Bring it back as a small group. No. Start it with a small group, because once it gets too big and it turns into like a party and this thing,
yeah.
everybody brings liquor and nobody has food. Which is.
No, people trying to get slick and bring desserts all the
yeah.
time.
Oh.
Like, if you don't get the hell out of here with your little giant.
Yep.
Yeah, please.
Yep.
Please stop it. But going back to, you know, being unhappily single during the holidays. For starters, people, don't be a Scrooge. One thing I cannot stand is to see bitter people on Facebook or social media. I hate Christmas. This is the worst holiday ever. I don't have anybody. I don't have this. You don't have anybody because you are Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
So, like, get your attitude
That's
in
depressing.
Check. Number one, you making me depressed. And somebody said in the Facebook group, because I posted the, you know, the conversation, is asking, what do you do to cheer up somebody who is, you know, unhappily single during the holidays? And somebody said, well, take that person out. Try to cheer them up. But if that person's energy is so bad, you know, so negative, I'm not necessarily going to want to be around them. You know, you want to be nice to the person, but it's like, damn, do I really want to put up with her attitude today? She needs to get some penis or something. Maybe, you know what? Instead of being a Scrooge, go to the store. I'm certain during the holiday season, some sex toys are on sale. Get you some peen, or fellas, get you one of those like cooch things.
I don't know.
I don't know what guys use.
I know what you're talking about, but I
saw the cooch thing somebody posted in the group. So you can buy one. You can get a black cooch, a white cooch. You can get both. They might have, you know, buy one, get one free. I don't know. Get you some of that so that you can kind of release some tension.
Some holiday festivities. Cracking.
Yeah. Hey. I love me, so I love you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ugh.
But yeah, please don't be a Scrooge, because nobody wants to hear that. And you know, if you are, I'm going to probably pop my popcorn, and I'm just going to be reading your status and all the other crap that you're going to post.
But if you're going to be a Scrooge, you can be a Scrooge by yourself in your house.
Right.
Being sad. Get your Jack and whatever non-Christmas movie you want to watch.
What's a Jack?
Jack Daniels. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm
when
sorry.
When I say Jack, I'm always talking about Jack Daniels. That's my beverage of choice.
I should know that because I like Jack Daniels.
Yes, yeah. Beverage of choice.
I should have known
Winter
that.
Jack. It tastes like apple cider. Jack Daniels. Get it. It's in stores now. Go. It's wonderful.
So basically what you are saying is you will be purchasing me a bottle for Christmas?
Sure. They're $15 and it's a small bottle, but it's delicious. Put it in the microwave for 45 seconds. Get you a nice little hot alcoholic beverage.
And you know what, folks? Hot alcoholic beverages will help you to get over any type of sickness.
Yep.
You won't catch a cold, nothing. And how do I know this? I don't know this. I'm just making it up, but I heard that it works. It'll get you twisted a lot faster too. But I don't want you guys to lean so much on alcohol during this holiday season, especially if you're really angry and depressed, because you might do some things that are not called for, like, you know, texting an ex or calling that guy that's not even that cute to come over, and then y'all one thing leads to another, then you got an ugly baby. You don't need that stress in your life.
That escalated quickly.
But try to surround yourself with positive people. Make certain that you do an energy check if you can. Actually, not if you can, just do it.
Yeah.
Check that energy, because nobody wants to be around a bitter sourpuss, especially during the holiday season. And I would highly recommend that you guys not spend it alone. If you guys need somewhere to go, call me. Actually, no, don't, because I'm trying to get some more ribs and I don't need y'all eating up all the food, but I might save you a plate or something. So I don't know. But I hate to hear that people are going to be spending Christmas alone.
Yeah. I might be at the house eating some Domino's though.
Domino's open on Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, clearly.
Sorry.
I'm like, Domino's though?
I like Domino's. Look, I don't know if they're better on the West Coast. I don't know what it is. Everybody over here likes Lito's and Pizza Hut.
You need to get a more sophisticated palate, my
Domino's
man.
Domino's pizza, let's go.
Domino's? I could make you a better pizza than Domino's. Damn. That's terrible. So what are your other recommendations for people who are unhappily single during the holiday season?
Buy yourself something. Go out and just enjoy it. Try to enjoy it. Go out, see some lights. Take yourself, I don't know, where. Sit in front of the fireplace. You got a fireplace, light it up.
Yes. If you don't have a fireplace, you can get like the app or whatever and put it on your smart TV.
In fact, on Christmas Day, don't they do, what's that, the Yule log on TV? They just got a fire burning for you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Clearly, I have no class. I had no clue. Really?
Yeah.
No clue.
It's probably like, I don't know, some public access channel that'll just... they just show a fireplace with a log burning.
If you got a flat screen, you could just hook it up.
Yeah,
I got Chromecast.
Put a little heater right in front of it. And yes, you feel like you're actually in front of some fire.
And if you don't have heat, you could just like cut your oven on and sit in the kitchen.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
But yeah, like he said, self love is the best love. So even if you are by yourself, pamper yourself. I believe in pampering me. Honey, I give me a massage every month. I got me a massage last night.
Last night.
Okay. I go once a month to Massage Envy. Shout out to Ty. She is the best. Got a 90-minute massage last night. I felt great.
Where is this? I might need to holler.
College Park.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, Massage Envy is a chain, so they're all over the place.
Okay.
But I had last night, honey, I was so just... You know what? Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. This is so off the subject. I'm so pissed off about this. I'm pissed and I'm happy at the same time. So I was contemplating, I've been thinking about this for a while because I've been going to that particular massage therapist location for about 3 years now.
Okay.
And as I was laying on the table, I was like, damn it, man. I kept shifting because my chest was hurting. It's like, they don't make these tables for people with big boobs.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to say something to her about this. She's like, you keep squirming. I said, yeah, because my breasts hurt. We on this table. I said, I'm going to have to create a table, a massage table for people with big boobs. And she was like, well, we have a breast pillow, a boob pillow. I said, excuse me, a boob pillow? How long have y'all had this boob pillow? I've been coming here for 3 years. My chest has been smashed into this table. My great New York boobs have been smashed into the table. And the whole time, they had a mother effing boob pillow.
She got something for that.
I was pissed and happy at the same damn time. Because, like, you know, I've been coming here for all this time and you never told me. Like, you know, I'm packing heat in the front region. So, but yeah.
What kind of experience was that? Was that boob pillow good?
It was a whole lot better.
Okay.
I was way more comfortable. I'm like, geez, Louise, I cannot believe they kept this a secret from me. So, you know what? They lost a lot of points for that, but then they gained them back because when she gave me the pillow, I felt better about myself. So, Merry Christmas to the ladies out there with big boobs who get massages. Ask for a boob pillow at the massage therapist.
Okay.
But I'm sorry, that was my random rant for the evening. But yeah, self-love. Self-love is the best love. So pamper yourself and keep in mind that, you know, if you're single, you don't have to buy a significant other gift. Love yourself. Get yourself a, you know, massage therapy package. You know, go get a manicure, pedicure. Take yourself on vacation.
Do
something. Get yourself a new toy or gadget. If you like, you know, electronics, get you some of that. Or if you like bedroom electronics, get you some of that.
Or that.
Groupon, Living Social, great resources. Mm-hmm. Trying to find something on a discount. It's the holiday season, so you know stuff is on sale and you will get it before Christmas. So, hey, do yourself some justice.
Yeah,
and self-love is the best love. And also, all this information that I'm talking to you about is on our latest blog post called Unhappily Single During the Holidays. The link for that is thisdateisover.com/unhappy. Check it out. But we're going to be discussing that and more on the show tonight. So what are you going to get yourself, Howard?
Oh, I bought myself a Xbox One last month.
I don't know. What's the Xbox? Is that like Xbox, the first one? Or
it's the new one.
But
they call it the one. I don't know why.
Okay.
That's what they named it.
Xbox
I was going to do a little bit more too, but I got a boot in D.C. last week. So
you got a boot?
Oh, it was terrible. Oh, my
God. How many tickets have you not paid?
Well, see, there's a unique situation, but let's just say the number was 11. So I don't want to talk about it further. 11, we're good. It did kind of ruin Christmas, but we're gonna make it happen. We're gonna do something.
Wow.
Yeah. So I got a new video game though, so I can play that.
So what are you driving?
I mean, I'm driving my car. I paid the tickets.
Damn.
I'm in these streets.
$5,000 later.
Almost. Yeah.
Bless
crazy.
Your heart.
Yeah, ruined. I was supposed to go on a vacation, like you said, like take myself to a beach somewhere. No, not this year.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
very sorry to hear that. But we got to go to break, so keep it right here on The Flow. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night on The Flow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. tinyurl.com/rocktheflow is the best way to find us. Download the TuneIn app. It's free, totally free. And click on that link. Like I said, tinyurl.com/rocktheflow is the best way to find us. Also, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and release your woes. You can get social with me. Yes, I'm very sociable, I guess. I'm all over social media. So follow me at Date Is Over on Instagram and Twitter. And like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
My name is Dale.
Hands hold each other. That feels different from when your hands are in mine. That's just the way it is. And when my voice is screaming out to my own ears, that feels different from when I hear yours. Now that's just the way it is. Standing in this mirror after all these years, what I'm viewing is a little different from what your eyes show ya. I guess I didn't see myself before ya. Moving forward,
superpower.
A subtle power,
superpower.
A tough love,
superpower.
Tough love.
And I thought the world wouldn't revolve.
I thought the world would revolve.
Without us.
Without us. Without us. Without us.
But nothing I know could slow us down. Could slow us down.
I thought I could live without you. Us down, they can't break us down. And just like you, I can't be scared. And just like you, I hope I'm spared. But it's tough love. I know you feel it in the air. Even the babies know it's there. Tough love.
Superpower.
The laws of the world tell us what goes sky and what falls. It's a superpower.
Superpower.
The laws of the world never stopped us once. Cause together we got plenty superpower.
Superpower.
A subtle power.
Superpower.
A tough love.
Superpower.
Like a shark.
Superpower.
Ooh, too much to bear.
Slow us down.
I thought I could live without you. But together we got plenty power. Nothing I know couldn't break.
us down. They can break us down.
Yes, we can
break us down. They can break us down.
Yes, we can
break us down. They can break us down.
That God, trust and believe. Give me a chance and I'll prove it to you. I'm qualified, the real deal, and your fantasies are my motivation. Quite frankly, baby, I'm nasty with it. Don't let the gentleman fool you. Instead of putting something on it, I'ma pay it off. I'ma give you personal submarine. Call me Captain Lick till you come. Your body's flavor fuels my labor. I'm slaving in it till I own the business. Babe, it's okay. You can lose control. I got something that will stabilize you. My stimulus package is more than enough, but it's pH balance for you. I'ma give you highest peak. I can give you all you dream, then put you to sleep. I'll be a sandman. There's magic in my hands, ma'am. I'll do things to your body that no other man can. How fast is my train coming? Solve the equation, no quadratics. Turn the bed aquatic, you'll be an addict. We can break all the rules. I know you're used to guys who only go as deep as kiddie pools, but I'm more than equipped to be your aquifer. Because tonight, I'm gonna give you more. I'ma give you more.
I'm sorry for what you've seen. And I promise it's not what it seems. All that he say, she say, don't matter. Just listen to me and I clarify everything. When I'm at the studio or on the road, booking shows, you stay on my brain. But when I'm back at home, I hate it when you check my phone. You love to drive me insane, asking all them questions. You don't trust me, you don't even trust me. Thought you really love me. You don't trust me, trust me. You don't trust me, you don't trust me. How come my word isn't good? You should be loving me. Thought that was understood. You wasn't out here and quit. Not only for a night, I had to do you right. Give me one more chance to prove that I'm the man you wanted. Stop believing what your girlfriend say. That girl you see me with, baby, don't trip. She was just a friend. My trust is not an issue. Can I have you back? Do you really want me back? Why you gotta act like that? We feeling each other. Let it slip away. You don't trust me, yeah. You don't even trust me. Thought you really loved me. You don't trust me, trust me. You don't trust me, you don't trust me. You think that I'm like these other guys that play with your heart and feed you these lies. Girl, not this time, not on my line. I swear I did right by you. You don't trust me, you don't even trust me. Thought you really love me. You don't trust me, trust me. You don't trust me, you don't trust me.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Bye. Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Yeah. You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Got some special guests in the studio. We got Howard. What's up, Howard?
How you doing?
We also got DH Major.
What up, though?
Oh, hello.
I'm sorry, I'm loud. I'm here. Yeah,
he's
Ooh,
Jesus, right in the mic.
Jesus, don't eat the mic.
Okay, let's try this again.
Let's try this. Hold on. Let's do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the microphone is DH Major.
What up, though?
Yeah, thank you
That's
for that.
That's better. Okay.
And actually, we took a long music break. That was DH Major we just played. The song was Trust. Right before that was Quentin Moore with More. A lot of people think it's Jamie Foxx, but it's a guy named Quentin Moore. And the song is called More. I love that song.
Yeah.
And right before that, I played some Beyonce, Superpower, because that was our Makeout Monday song of the day.
Okay.
Superpower. Yes, indeed. Give me some of that superpower. Hello. But sound that music means it's time for This Week in Black History. Yes. I know you guys are so excited.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yes. Did you know that
excellence.
In 1959, Motown Record Company was founded by Berry Gordy?
Dope.
Dopeness.
It's a game changer right there.
Dopeness. And that concludes. Like, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Colin Powell. In the year 2000, he's appointed as the first black Secretary of State. Colin Powell seems like a cool guy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
You I was going to give him that womp for what
that
he did in office.
That wasn't too confident.
No, it wasn't. I didn't appreciate some of his.
I'm not really into old guys, but I think Colin Powell is kind of like sexy for an old man.
Okay.
I know, right? That was just totally weird.
I'll leave that one up to you.
Yep.
Colin Powell, Jim Vance, George Clooney can get it. I'm sorry. Anyways, 1939, the great Eddie Kendricks was born. If you don't know who Eddie Kendricks is born, can I speak tonight? He is one of the founders of The Temptations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, he had that good falsetto. Yep. He's the one that sang the lead on My Girl.
Yeah. That's another game changer right there, man.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And he also did that song Keep On Trucking.
Keep On Trucking.
Yes. Who used that sample? Never mind. I forgot that group.
The guy that sang
that song Renee. What's the name of that group?
I'm drawing a blank right now.
Lost Boy? No.
Is it Lost Boys?
Was it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
in 1996, Kofi Annan becomes the first black Secretary General of the United Nations. Did I say that right?
I don't know.
Well, whatever. That concludes This Week in Black History, because we got to get back to tonight's topic, because we're talking about Christmas blues, because some people got the blues for the holiday season. They get real, down in the dumps because they are single, and I don't understand how people are just now realizing that, oh my God, I'm single. Like, didn't you know that last month and the month before and the month before that, like this entire year, the past 2 years or 3 years, like, didn't you already know that beforehand? So why are you so surprised right now that you are single? So since you just got here, DH Major,
yes.
What is some advice that you would give to people who are unhappily single during the holiday season?
Man, I think the whole thing with the holiday season, because it's like a family based, holidays for like legit like 2.5 months, mm-hmm. Starting in November, like coming out of Halloween, November, it's pretty much all family for Thanksgiving, December for Christmas and my birthday, shout out to me.
Yes, happy belated birthday to DH Major, by the way.
And then, you got New Year's, so it's like for 2.5 months, it's a lot of family events, a lot of functions and things like that going on. So really, you have to just be comfortable with yourself, because mm-hmm. like you said, if you're single 10 months out of the year, you can't let that itch get you, towards the end of the year. So it's just being comfortable and just knowing that just because it's a holiday don't mean you gotta be around somebody you don't like, for family purposes, to have somebody to come at the parties and things like that. Just be comfortable with yourself, man.
Be comfortable with yourself, yes. Love yourself. Stay active. If you are the type who gets really down the dumps, stay active. Get out of the house. Do something for yourself. Meetup.com is a great website for you to find like-minded people. There's probably a singles for the holidays group on Meetup.com. I don't know.
Absolutely.
We have a meetup group on Meetup.com called The Love Experience. So, it's a lot of stuff out there for people to do. You can find, if you like basket weaving, you can probably find a group for basket weaving. Or if you are a super nerd, it's probably a super nerd meetup group. If you like tennis shoes, it's probably a tennis shoe. It's all kinds of things that you can do. Stay active, get out there, have fun, and just, continue to do the things that you like to do.
Yeah, just don't let, a couple months you know,
just ruin it for you.
Exactly.
And I get it. You know, you see people like, oh, look at those couples over there, and they're just having so much fun and looking in each other's eyes and getting each other gifts. But you don't know their story.
Yeah.
You don't know what it took for them to get to that point. You don't even know if they're really happy. They could just be putting on, you know, appearances.
Yeah.
On the surface, you see the end result, which is the we're out right now.
Yeah.
You know. But we don't know what happens right. behind. Yeah, exactly.
Right. You don't know what happens behind closed doors.
You don't know what happens behind closed doors. And you don't know.
They had to talk in the car like, look, you're going to hold my hand or else I'm getting half of your stuff. So you better act like you like me tonight.
Yeah. And you just got to think, like, you know, when you get with somebody, especially for the holidays, man, you know, hopefully it's not just a one-time holiday thing. It's going to be something that happens, you know, every year. So it's just making sure that when you finally do settle down and have someone for the holidays, it's somebody that you truly comfortable with being all year round and not just the holidays. You
know? Right.
Yeah.
Because that becomes awkward, too. That, and, you know, that's why I try not to make it a point of hanging out with people, like even like Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guys would ask me out, and I would just turn that down because I don't want him to think that I really like him like that, or it's really something, because some people get real sentimental.
Yeah.
Granted, I don't have a problem with being somebody, well, going out with somebody for Valentine's Day or staying with them for Christmas, but at the same time, they like, well, what happens now? Like, we just met like a week ago. Listen. Like, what you think it is? We friends.
If I bring you to my mama house for Christmas,
we go together.
Really?
Hey, you my girlfriend. when you step up across that threshold, we go together.
Yep.
Point blank period. Because I'm going to tell
you. Well, you just ruined it. I was going to invite Howard over for Christmas dinner. I don't want him to think that we together.
Hey, this is the logic of DH.
Oh, my family. I'm not saying anything's wrong with you. It's because you cut your...
Oh, I know. I'm of quality.
It's because you cut the beard. But you know what? That is kind of awkward because people are like, oh, she got a boyfriend over here. Like, he is not my boyfriend. He just was going to be at home with Domino's pizza.
Exactly.
I wanted him to have some ribs and crab cakes. That's all it is.
And that thing... That conversation has to be had before you get there. Because if I'm, you know, if I invite you over to the crib for Christmas with my family, you know, I'm telling you that, you know, we're just going to chill. You telling me that it is what it is. And that's the first thing I do when I get to mama's house. Hey, mom, hey, chill. You just cool. It's not that serious. Oh, okay.
See, yeah, no, family don't listen. What did you guys meet?
Because if the person you bring is of that quality, she'd be like, you need to hop on that. I don't care if y'all friends or not.
Yes. Excuse me, mom. Do you have any condoms? We'll be right back. No. Like, you know what, folks? I forgot to give you guys phone numbers. So if you want to comment on tonight's topic or, you know, ask some questions, the number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Call me. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. That can be risky because even, you know, it's the holiday season when you got the holiday parties coming up for your office and whatnot. So are you taking my picture?
You better not.
Oh, please don't do it. My mouth was open. Don't do it.
I got the mic covered.
Look, man, you know I don't like these impromptu shots. That's why I take my own pictures.
She does it to us, though, all the time.
All day.
But you got, I say smile and
I
you
don't
smile.
Be ready.
My mouth was open. Anyways, going back to tonight's topic, you know, the holiday blues. You know, we said stay active.
Yeah.
But also the art of contentment. You know, people need to, you know, take a step back and realize that they are blessed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, somebody else's situation is a lot worse than yours. So won't you count your blessings and be thankful for what you already have?
Yeah. I mean, just because you're alone don't mean that you're alone. You know what I'm saying?
Or lonely.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm alone. I am not lonely.
Right. You got people you can call and hang out with. And
what are you trying to say?
Hey,
did you just call me a hoe in the love?
Oh.
What?
He said, I got people I can call.
This keeps escalating.
This is a whole nother level. But you know, you got people you can hang out with, you know. You can go out on a date. You can just have casual conversation that is, you know, no strings attached. There's no additional, you know, issues that come behind having to bring around your family and, you know, having to say, oh, well, this is my friend we've been talking for a period of time. Like, you know, you just be light. And that's one thing, like you said, your family understand as you tell them, you know. But
yeah, some of them understand. That's why I'm like, nah, I don't know if I want to bring somebody. But I mean, at the same time, I don't care. Like, you can think what you want to think. I just wanted somebody to have some food.
But think about it. You ain't going to bring no busted drink to the crib.
No.
Nope.
Not at all.
Because if y'all don't, you're going to have to hear about that.
Well, I have.
Don't you bring this such and such to my house?
Marie. Why you bring so and so?
He looked homeless.
That's why I brought him, so we could eat.
Right. But going back to being unhappily single and, you know, having the holiday blues. Another thing that's on the blog.
Yeah.
when it comes to, you know, being single and people who are bitter and lonely, the question is, are you really ready? You know, you can say that, well, you can mope that, oh, I don't have anybody, I don't do this, and I'm so lonely. But are you really ready for a relationship? You might not have somebody for a reason. Are you over your last relationship? Are you about to have another sip of eggnog and send a penis pic to your ex? Like, it's really good. Are you really ready for a commitment? Or you just want to have somebody just for the sake of having somebody during the holiday season? Because once it starts to get warm, are you going to, you know, casually forget that you wanted somebody? Yeah. Do you only want somebody during the winter months?
Cuffing season. That's what it's for.
Hey, man. That's where the bear always wins, bro. Season. Start getting a little
more bodies.
Hey.
Hey, am I winning? Fellas, I got some meat and I'm single. Hello. Keep you nice and warm. Although I'm not for sale. That sounded a little odd. I don't like the way that came out at all. So what are some other things that a person who is, you know, a little salty about the holidays?
Well, I mean, even just to piggyback on what you said really quick, you mentioned being content and being, you know, just know if you're really ready for a relationship. I think around the holiday season, you know, it's a lot of expectations that come with that. You know, when you're dealing with the relationship and things like that, you know, it's hard to get in a relationship during the holidays, because especially if you're just getting with somebody, you know, you want to set that expectation that, you know, I'm the guy, I'm gonna go all out, you know what I mean?
And that gets awkward. Like, if you just now started talking and you get me like a fur coat for Christmas, I'm like, all I got you was like a scarf.
Yeah,
I'm gonna feel awkward.
You set the bar for really high for yourself, and then not knowing how she's really even feeling about the situation.
Yeah,
you know, that's when I think, you know, the holiday season can set an expectation. That's why you gotta have that conversation, you know. But to answer your original question, I think just around the holiday season, like we said, you know, being able to just be able to be comfortable in the skin you're in. I mean, I think that's just a big thing there. And just lining things up. So even if you have something that may be on the fringe of being a situation, it may just not be the time for that situation. You can plant the seed during the holidays.
Right.
And then, you know, springtime come around, you know, it's a little more things you can go do and enjoy each other. Maybe that may be the best time versus the holiday season.
And that's something we're going to talk about in the next hour, because I want to talk about, you know, like gift giving, especially if you just now start talking to somebody, you know, what's an appropriate gift? Do you give them a gift at all? So, you know, think about that. But for the unhappily single people, go out, have some fun, meet some new people, join some clubs, network, crash a holiday party, do what you got to do. But get out of the house.
Absolutely.
Please just don't stay in the house being upset. But if you do stay in the house upset, stay off of social media, because I don't give two craps about you hating Christmas. I really don't. I don't.
How can you hate Christmas, though?
I mean, I understand, you know, to a certain extent, especially when it's like, you know, Christmas is so commercialized. It's not about family anymore. It's about gifts, because I tell you right now, I have zero desire to go Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
I really don't. I've purchased maybe two things.
How many? Yeah, you got a lot left.
Yes. Somebody got added to my list because my family decided to do Secret Santa. I thought when you do the Secret Santa, you only buy one gift.
You do. Well,
but I can't just not get something for my nieces. I can't just not get something for my mother, my father, my stepmother, my brother, my sister-in-law. So I'm like, great, this Secret Santa stuff added a person to my list. So I'm like, oh crap. So, yeah, I don't want to be at the mall. I went to the mall on Sunday. Yeah. Just like, you know,
Amazon. Are you not? You ain't got that Prime membership?
No.
Life together.
I can't recall the last time that I even ordered anything off Amazon. It's been so
Anytime I get a new credit card, I know the number by heart within 2 or 3 days. Because I'm on that journey.
Wow. But I do want to go to Facebook really, really quickly, because I asked you guys, you know, what do you do to cheer up somebody who has the holiday blues? Yada, he said, give them an early present. My buddy Sean, he said, get them bent. Of course. Glenn said, baking, card party, movies, volunteer at a shelter. You know what? When he said card party, I thought he meant greeting card. I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Sorry. That went, clearly, I don't play cards. I was like, card party? That's stupid. Like, hey, everybody, let's exchange
Hallmark cards.
Right, let's exchange greeting cards. That went over my head. My cousin Vita, she said, take them out where spirits are high, or give them a small gift of something that they like. That's nice. Jay says, spend the holiday with them and do something entertaining. Deshaun said, a high school basketball game or volunteer work at a soup kitchen serving the less fortunate. Yeah, giving back definitely can boost your spirits.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But as I said before, sometimes you just, you don't even want to take that person out because they're such a sourpuss that they, they kill your vibe. And you can't be killing my vibe because I'm not having it. Okay? Because I will drop your ass off. Like, you know what? I got to go walk my fish. I can't right now. I'm sorry. Today just does not work for me. You know, the fish, they need to be walked. You know, it's just, it happens. So, I don't know.
Walk my fish.
Yeah. I just got to walk my fish. You know, I'm just so sorry. I can't. Tonight, it's not going to work. You know, I gotta go pay my breathing tax or, you know, just wash my hair. It's just, I just don't have time. Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
That's how it is sometimes.
It is how it is sometimes. But, you know, don't take advice from me because I gotta be a better friend, I guess. So try to, you know, boost your friend's spirits and take them out. Do whatever it is that you need to do to make them smile, even if they're being a sourpuss.
Absolutely.
You might have to tell them the truth. Like, look, man, you're single because you're an asshole. Okay, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
That's the real though.
I am so sorry. Excuse my language, but we are in the second hour of this Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Check me out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. You can find us at tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Check out my website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes, or get yourself a good laugh, or maybe a cry. I don't know. I don't want to make y'all cry unless it's like tears of joy tears from of laughing joy. So hard at those funny stories that we have on the website. So yeah, go to thisdateisover.com and check out the blog every Wednesday. This Wednesday's blog is Unhappily Single During the Holidays. Oh my gosh, how fitting. Last week's blog and the week before that was crotch shots. So yeah, if you ever got a penis shot or a vag shot on your phone unsolicited, check out crotch shots. It's kind of funny. But it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And I'm just going to reiterate everything I've been saying all night. You know, if you're single during a holiday season, okay, it is not the end of the world. Like, just because you're single doesn't mean that you are a loser. And that's one thing I hate about people, especially being a single person. They're like, oh my gosh, you're single. How does it feel? You know, I almost said the B word. But I'm just like, okay, I'm fine. Like, I don't go to bed, you know, crying myself to sleep. I'm not going to slip my wrist because I'm single. And you shouldn't feel that same, you know, that way either. I know a lot of people rag on single people like we are just like down in the dumps or like the scum of the earth. We are not. So, you know, take your singleness with pride. You know, wear that badge of honor and enjoy yourself. You know, so what is the holiday season if you don't have a man or a woman? Enjoy yourself, you know, eat up, drink up. Do the things that you like to do. Take this time to pamper yourself. I pamper me frequently. Hello? I told you I pampered myself last night. That didn't sound right. But when I say I pampered myself last night, I'm talking I had a massage last night. From a professional.
That's not better.
An adult massage?
No. It was not an adult massage. Okay? But pamper yourself. Get things that you like. You know, take that money that you could potentially spend on a girlfriend or a boyfriend, spend it on yourself. Hey,
pamper yourself.
Yeah, get you some new shoes or some makeup, lipstick, honey. The bad thing, this is why I don't like Christmas shopping, because I end up buying stuff for myself. Mm-hmm. So I got myself like 6 tubes of lipstick.
Is that a problem?
I should be buying for other people. But yeah, anyway, so take this time to just appreciate you, love on you, and stop focusing on what you don't have. The art of contentment is a beautiful thing. Be thankful for what you have because there are a lot of people who are less fortunate than you. Cheer up. It could be a lot worse. I know, you know, it's just, I don't know, maybe people are lacking vitamin D because I'm talking about the sun.
Oh.
The sun.
No, you're not.
Because it's less sun right now. So a lot of people are vitamin D deficient. So try to go out during the daylight so that you can, you know, release more endorphins and have, you know, better holiday season. So pamper yourself. Don't be a Debbie Downer because nobody wants to hear that crap. And once you go into the new year, they be like, damn, you was all bitter around the holidays. That's why I'm not talking to you now. So, you know, just chill out. Love you. Because ain't nobody going to love you like you love you. And remember, the season is about, you know, family anyways. And if you don't have family, make one. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying have sex. Well, hey, if you got somebody that's going to give it to you, hey, you might want to ring in the new year or have Christmas. It's, hey, Christmas under the tree. I like that gift. Hello. Anyways, I'm rambling. I'm sorry. But don't be a Debbie Downer. Love yourself. Stay active, practice contentment, and make certain that you are actually ready for what it is that you think you need to receive. You know, are you really ready for a relationship or for love? If you don't love yourself, if you're this bitter and depressed about the holiday season, then clearly you are not ready to be with somebody else.
Preach.
So that's my 5 cents, fellas. I don't know if you guys want to add something to that, because I've been ranting and raving for a long time.
I mean, that's on point, man. You know, you got to make sure you're getting that vitamin D. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's very important.
Very important.
I said vitamin D because I was talking about going outside in the sun. And that's what happens during the winter months. People get a lot more agitated because it's less sunlight. Okay. But if you get some other vitamin D, hey, I'm not opposed to that.
You got to pamper yourself, you know? You know I couldn't say that with a straight face.
Oh, man.
So, Howard, anything you want
to
add to that?
Just jump on them New Year's resolutions. Start early. Get a plan together. Focus on that. If you just want to be grumpy, just focus on that. It's a new year, new beginning. You're going to be done with that in 2 or 3 months anyway. But just start it now, a couple weeks early. Feel good about it. I got something I'm doing, I'm working on, that I feel good about getting me through these cold winter nights. That might have been inappropriate as well. But, yeah, I mean, it's whatever. You gotta find a way. You got to see what makes you.
You know what makes you happy, and do that. You know your love language. Do that. If you like gifts, buy yourself a gift. If you like acts of service, you know, serve somebody else. If you like to have sex, go have sex. Like, just do it safely with condoms and whatnot. Yeah, that's what Will said in the group. He said, you know, tell a person to go have some sex. So go get your back banged out, have them toes curled, you know, Christmas and New Year. Like the countdown, 8, 7, six. Oh, hello. Sounds good to me. That's my kind of New Year. 2015 is going to start off just lovely.
Oh, Lord. Lordy, Lord, Lord.
Ignore me and my foolishness, please.
That's funny, man. I was just, when I heard that, it just put me in like the Nutty Professor mode. When I heard, all I heard was Sherman Flip.
10, 9, 8, 7. Oh, yeah, Miss Pretty. This is what I'm talking about.
Shut up now. So I want to change gears, kind of, sort of. Mm-hmm. Gift giving.
Yes, let's say
you're just now, you know, getting to know somebody. You've only been talking. You know, Howard, you got a look on your face like you got to
look.
I didn't get the question out.
The knowledge
before the question. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Let's hear it.
Tell the man what you want. Don't send me to no store. Don't try to drop no hints.
Yeah.
Because I'll get you a Victoria's Secret gift card and a Christmas card and a kiss and say Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
If you tell me what you want, that's what you're going to get. It's that simple.
Victoria's Secret gift card?
Yeah, like
for
50
me?
Bucks. I don't know.
I don't know what's
appropriate.
I don't even think they have bras my size anymore, which is very
But I feel like women have this expectation that men are just going to be, you've been watching me for a whole year and you see what I like.
You don't even know me.
No, apparently I don't. Tell me what you want and you can have that.
I said I want the Kung Fu grip.
I'm sorry. That's been on my heart all day today. We were talking about that earlier, but
yes,
to your
Howard.
Question. Let's get to your question. I apologize.
What I was going to say was, let's see here. Lost my train of thought. Gift giving. So let's say you're just now, you know, get to know somebody. You like the person. They like you. They appear to like you back because they answer your calls, you know, hang out. And the Christmas season is upon us. Mm-hmm. Do you get them a gift? Do you not get them a gift? What is the rule of thumb with that? Because, you know, I don't know. You really
got to establish that with the person.
Do you tell them like, hey, I'm going to get you a gift?
No, but I mean, I think you kind of gauge where you are. Like if you met after Thanksgiving, like, I mean, you might get, I'm going to get you something. We're going to go do something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it ain't going to have no bling in it. It ain't going to cost more than
$100. I'm saying a gift in general. Like, would you get a gift at all?
Something. I'll take you to the mall and get you a Build-A-Bear.
So would it? A Build-A-Bear? What is she for?
I don't know. Look. Hey, okay,
it's the thought that came.
I know,
thought.
Right? So, what was I going to say? So, let's say you do all that. You get the Build-A-Bear, and she doesn't give you anything in return. Are you going to feel some kind of way?
Nope.
Okay.
Because she got a Build-A-Bear.
There you go.
I don't care.
Isn't a Build-A-Bear like $50?
No. I don't know what you putting on your Build-A-Bears.
I never had one. Well, clearly, nobody's like me enough to get a damn Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear family.
Build-A-Loser. That's what I am. Because I don't have a Build-A-Bear.
No, but see, here's the key thing.
What's the key thing?
It's about giving, not receiving. Okay, but I'm lying if I'm gonna be if I tell you if I go out of my way to like do something yeah. like really nice, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like I would expect that's wrong. I just completely negated everything I just said. So don't don't mind me. I'm just rambling right now.
Just to think, keep in mind that if you do give somebody yeah. a gift, there's a huge chance that you might not get anything in return. So yeah, you have to you know prepare yourself for that. Because I've been in that situation and I was like, you know what? I really like this guy. And I want to get him something. It was nothing major, but uh-huh. it was something that I remembered he said that he liked.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the lapel flowers.
Okay.
And I came across the site that he was talking about. I said, I'll get him a couple lapel yeah. flowers. They were like $18.
Yeah, yeah.
It was nothing major. But I was also prepared. Like, if he didn't give me anything in return, I wasn't going to just, like, die. Yeah, and he didn't. So, yeah, yeah. I was just like, all right,
but
cool.
But don't you think is more pressure on the guy than the girl to get, you know what I'm saying? Because I know if a woman gave me something for Christmas and I didn't get her anything,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I may feel some type of
way. There's no pressure.
No pressure.
It's not like he tried to like give me anything after the fact. Wow. So I don't know.
Well,
the funny thing is, I'm sorry. I ordered the lapel flowers and they never came.
Oh wow!
So I gave him like the card saying like. Lapel flowers.
So you gave the internet a gift.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So they never arrived in time. So I had to keep like harassing the dude that I ordered them from. Mm-hmm. It's a black owned company. I'm not going to say his name, but I tried to get the flower. I was like, "Yo, I ordered these in advance so I could get them for Christmas," yeah. and I never got them. I had to do a dispute through PayPal.
Wow.
But so the guy never got the lapel flowers.
He knows you thought of them, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was some effort put there.
Yeah. Which is I think I got him something else in return. I got him like something like a bag or something like
a bag. Why are you giving a man a bag?
Because it was free. It was re-gifted.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay,
like a
okay.
like a gym like a bag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Was like, it wasn't like a handbag.
A purse.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I got him a I got him a coach bag. No.
No, like but that. Last year I was actually in this very situation. But myself and the young lady had been kicking it a little bit. It was cool, but she listened to a lot of records.
Yeah.
So I just went to the record store, got her a big stack of records. And I don't think she was going to give me nothing, but she knows that when I came to the crib, like I was always playing records. So she right. got me a record player. So, I mean, it was brand new. It was a small, just like a little token. It wasn't $100 yeah. gifts. It wasn't nothing crazy, but it was we enjoy this with each other. So mm-hmm. we just kind of played off of that. But, I mean, again, if I didn't get her nothing, if she didn't give me nothing, it wouldn't have been that big a deal. It was new. We were still filling each other out, seeing if it was even worth being anything. And I mean, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal, especially if you're in within like a month or two. If y'all start, we met on Halloween, and it was 2 months.
Like, mm-hmm. I don't know you. I don't know what's.
Some people get really in their feelings about that, you know. But you have to be prepared for a big matzo ball if you know. If you know you don't get anything in return, how are you going to take that? So
you know not to talk to them no more.
Just keep that in mind. If that's really important to you, does that kind of take away from the whole Christmas gift of giving type deal? If you are upset that you didn't get anything in return,
yes, obviously because you didn't give to give, you gave to receive. You gave mm-hmm. with the expectation of receiving as well, which is very inappropriate in all contexts. Just letting y'all know. But yeah,
I don't know. I feel you though. But I feel like a good communication, you know, is something I talk about a lot, is communication. I feel like leading up to Christmas,
mm-hmm.
I'm a hint that I'm going to get you something. I'll be like, what you want for Christmas? So I'll be like.
That's a hint?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a man hint.
Right.
That's the kind of hint
not
we
so
need
subtle
y'all.
Hint
girl,
at
what
all.
You want?
Girl, what you
girl,
want
what you want for Christmas?
Got it.
I don't want nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. You sure
get,
with
that's
nothing.
What you gonna get. And that's what you gonna get.
I'm gonna ask you again.
You sure?
Well. Yeah, okay. Nah, but I feel like you drop them subtle hints.
Mm-hmm.
Or them blatant hints, rather, and just go with it, you know?
Okay. I just lost my train of thought. Oh my gosh. I totally had a brain fart when it came to gift giving. Yeah, because I was gonna ask that too. Like, how do you... Because, you know, Howard, you were saying that it really... chaps your butt cheeks when they don't tell you exactly what they want. So a lot of women, and you know, men too, like you appreciate it more when somebody's been paying attention to your patterns and the things that you like. You're like, you know, she likes lipstick. How about I get her a gift card to Sephora or MAC or who else makes makeup?
And I think, and you definitely have a point, and I mm-hmm. definitely agree. However, in my experience,
It's always gone bad.
It's always been a disappointment in exactly what it is. Oh, you know I like lipstick, but this is not the brand that I get. Like, I don't know that.
Girl,
like,
you got me some Wet n Wild. What do you think this is?
But the fact that you get the lipstick should be enough.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and that's what we talk back talk about when we come back from the break, you know, being appreciative. Because some people, I know in the past, you know, my younger days, I might not have been as grateful. You could see the disappointment on my face. So, yeah, that's something we need to talk about when we come back from the break. So keep it right here on the flow. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
I met her at the corner store on a hot summer day, getting gasoline, 93 octane, two bottles of juice, some combos, and that new Scratch magazine. Her body's so ravishing, and a mean walk that'll make them old men start babbling. Cause them average niggas probably wouldn't say shit, but that nigga Tay shit slick like Javelin. Hello darling, what's happening? I was admiring, excuse me, what's your name? Pardon me for inquiring, and I don't mean to sound like an ingrate. I ain't in the game, but if so, we be teammates. We started traveling through conversation, and she started laughing when I said she looked like Madeline Woods, or maybe Sherry Carter's daughter, doing them freaky things. Your mama don't think you oughta. I need you.
I say, we don't have to take it slow all night. It's too late. Next to me, our fingers intertwine. Come on, baby, let me take you somewhere that you've never been before. You'll be glad to know. Kiss you in the early morning, touching you very slowly. Do the things that turn you on, and I need to. Baby, I know you want it. We can go on and on, and don't make me wait too long. And I need to. Hold on, baby, let me ask you this. Never mind, because you're liking it. You like the way that we grind to this. You turn me on the way you love me. You're my desire, take me higher. Let's stop talking, let's get physical. You'll be glad to know. Oh, baby. Kiss you in the early morning, touching you very slowly. Things that turn you on, and I need to. Baby, I know you want it. We can go on and on, and don't make me wait too long, and I need to. Kiss you in the early morning, touching you very slowly. Do the things that turn you on, and I need to. Baby, I know you want it.
Anticipating two-way messages, she growing impatient in need of some sexual healing. On repeat, I got the feeling you feeling me, love. Since she running on fumes, so I'm filling her up. Daddy love me long time, am I killing her? What? She in the hair pulling, hair slapping, throw up against the wall, bend over, hit it from the back end. Shit, you know I can do that. Don't get it misconstrued, cause the nigga is fat. You know I'm round all over, get a little closer. Watch Poopy do the damn thing like he's supposed to. The way she look over her shoulder, got a nigga like me itching closer. To that point, it's no turning back. Round one went to me, she to sleep after that.
Kiss you in the early morning, touching you very slowly. Do the things that turn you on, and I need to. Baby, I know you want it. We can go on and on, and don't make me wait too long, and I need.
Hazel, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on the flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Got DH Major in the studio. What's up, DH?
What up, though?
We got Howard. What up, Howard?
Good evening.
Good evening. You just heard music from Darian Brockington featuring Little Brother. I had to think for a second. I was like, is it Foreign Exchange? No, that was Little Brother. That was Fonte and the rapper Big Pooh.
Rapper Big Pooh.
On Darian Brockington's album. The song was called I Need You. Yes, indeed. I forgot to tell you guys. January 29th, I'm going to be one of the panelists for Relationships in the City.
Nice.
Okay.
It's hosted by Tia Hill, who is also known as the Date Whisperer.
Wow.
Yes. It's going to be on Thursday, January 29th from 6:30 to 10. It's a relationship discussion with a 3-course meal. And you know I like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get your tickets and more information from thedatewhispererth.com. That's thedatewhispererth.com.
.com.
So check me out. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
We'll be on the panel. Talk some good things.
Three meals?
Three course meal, not three meals.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Look at you. Three meals. Like breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, yeah.
It's a date conference.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Do you remember that politician? The rent too damn high, whatever.
Yeah.
He was like, can't feed their kids. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having a moment because you said three meals. Okay, whatever. Whatever. So tonight we are talking about the Christmas blues. Because people get bummed out during the holiday season. And I want to talk about gift giving. And before the break, I was asking the fellas, you know, how do people handle the disappointment? You know, because as Howard was saying, that he has given gifts in the past. And that look on their face has read, damn, this is not what I wanted. Like, just like he knows that she loves lipstick and she gets MAC and, you know, OCC Cosmetics. Yes, I wear Obsessive Compulsive Cosmetics. I love their vegan lipsticks. It's called Lip Tar. If anybody's
vegan?
Listening.
Vegan.
Vegan.
I didn't know.
I'm wearing it right now.
I didn't know they use meat to make lipstick.
Yeah.
They do?
Well, blubber.
Oh, okay.
But yes, it's vegan lipstick. And if anybody's listening, I would love to have some OCC nail polish. Thank you. And some Finger Bang nail polish. Anybody who
finger
would like
bang.
To give to Miss Marie, please. I'll take it.
Exactly. I can't.
But anyway, so let's say that... For example, she likes lipstick and she's all about the MAC and the NARS and the Urban Decay and all those different kinds of lip brands. I don't even think Urban Decay makes lipsticks, but that's beside the point. And he shows up with that Wet n Wild. She is not going to be happy.
Is
with
that like really bad?
Is that like
Wet n Wild is
the Walgreens brand?
It's been around for years. It's like 99 cents.
CBS. Is that like always
the quality?
Having, okay, is that like always having Jordans and then showing up with like some
K-Swiss? Yes.
Okay. All right, so that's okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because I didn't know what you were saying.
Basically, so it's like, you know, she likes Jordans, and you're showing up with K-Swiss.
Okay.
K-Swiss right. are okay, I
no,
guess.
No, they're not.
They're wearable.
No, they are not.
I wear my K-Swiss, but okay. No, I don't. Do you remember that commercial?
I
K-Swiss.
I used to have some K-Swiss.
I did, too.
It was popping when I was in middle school.
My mother bought me some K-Swiss, and they were like three sizes too big. And they looked like I had submarines on my feet. I was such a bama. I had on my little Boyz II Men sweater. I had the finger waves and I had the little like spiral curl at the top. And I had braces. And I had on some bell bottom pants with my big ass case.
I'm willing to pay for this.
People need to see this.
I look like a damn clown.
I need this picture.
I had some big ass earrings. But anyways, I digress. So, Howard.
Yes, ma'am.
How do we alleviate that? You know, the disappointment. How do we get to that area of contentment, like we said earlier?
There.
You know, being thankful that somebody was... thoughtful enough to give me a gift. It might not have been the one that I wanted,
uh-huh.
or the brand that I tend to go for.
Uh-huh.
How do I, you know, step back and say, you know what, it's cool, and not show that on my face?
I think there's two parts to it.
Mm-hmm.
There is, and one of the parts is gone. I don't know what it is, but, so I'm going to say the first part. it's that level of expectation. Actually, I remember the second part.
Okay.
The first part is the level of expectation. If you are expecting a lot, then you need to be vocal about that. And that's where what I said earlier it comes in. If you want something specific, tell me.
Just say it.
You have a level of expectation. But if you don't have level of expectation, you just appreciate that. Again, I thought of you. You were a priority for me, and I tried to learn from our time together what kind of things you like, and I tried to go in that way. So if I brought Wet n Wild and was wrong, you can be like, I see your effort, I appreciate it.
Right.
I'm gonna take next time we're gonna go together.
Like, if you know that I like crab cakes, and then you made me some crab cakes with imitation crab meat.
Did the music stop and play me like that? Like, it stopped right on cue. Like, yeah.
It
Where
did.
You going with this, brother?
Right.
You bring that fake crab around here?
Girl, he brought me some fake crab. He brought me some imitation crab. You know, that's like the bottom of the barrel. That's like, it's part roach or something. I don't know. I don't know what the hell imitation crab meat is. It's awful.
It's false. You know that.
Yes. It's disgusting. And anybody who brings that near me, I'm going to slap you in your face.
Imitation.
I'm from Maryland. Don't be bringing no imitation crab anything.
Legit crabs over
and
here.
And speaking of imitation crab, so off the subject. So I go to Philly to this restaurant, and they have on the menu crab fries. I'm like, oh my God, how does one make crab fries? Exactly. I was ecstatic. I said, I've got to get some of this crab fries. Mm-hmm. It came with a special crab sauce.
Okay.
I was like, you know what? This is going to be everything. This is what dreams are made of.
Okay.
They brought me out some french fries with Old Bay seasoning on them. I almost threw that at the server. I said, excuse me.
That was $12.
Where the hell is the crab? Oh no, it's like the crab flavor.
No, Old Bay is not crab flavor.
I almost flipped the table. What? I said, if you're going to get this crap out of here now. This is not crab anything. So just because they put Old Bay on the crab, on french fries with like some butter sauce, they called it crab fries. Yeah. I thought they had like crab meat sprinkled off top of it.
Was this in Maryland? Meat.
No, this was in Philly.
Okay.
This pissed me off.
They don't know what the hell they're doing.
So Philly, get your stuff together. Anyways, so back to what we're talking about, because I went off the topic. Once again, I happen to do that from time to time. It is what it is. But being grateful, I guess, you know. I know I've done it in the past. My younger days is trying to be like, oh, you shouldn't have.
Because you actually shouldn't have.
You're right. Oh, you shouldn't have. Oh. I mean, because I know I have relatives, and I'm not going to say anything about this, you know, not going to aim the person, but they're known for not giving like great gifts. Like the gifts are usually bad, like from the dollar store or from a vendor off the street. You know, like an I Love DC shirt that's like faded or whatever.
I got you this FUBU sweatshirt.
Yeah. It would, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if this person came with like a FUBU sweatshirt, like, hey, look what I got for you guys. Like, it's really, like, really bad cheap gifts. How do you just let that person know, like, hey, you know what? You don't even have to give me anything anymore.
Anymore? No, you just have to do better. I want gifts. Let's be real with that. I want a gift, but I'm gonna teach you. I'm gonna train you in the way that I.
This need person
you to
that has this has been going on for like this before I was born.
Well, then
so
then we don't need to.
Do you accept it?
You just
it
take it. It's always like, I wonder what this person gonna get this time. What she get you?
Okay.
So it's just like, you know what? It is what it is. I'm still grateful that she's thinking of me, and
maybe that's now her gimmick. Now that's her thing. You know what I'm saying? If she gets everybody else, you know.
What is that? White elephant gifts?
There you go. Something like that.
Where
gag gifts.
Yeah.
Like just, you know, nothing serious. Don't take it serious. You just know that when you get a gift from that person, it's just maybe.
Oh, but you should believe that I'm giving the same type of gift to you. Like I'm a bunch of Happy Meal toys. Something like, oh, this is what we're doing? Okay, I got jokes for you too. We're good.
So going back to the significant other component of it, you know, if you just don't like the gift that the person got you, do you eventually tell them, or do you just like, you know what, thank you, and just keep it moving? Because that if you don't say something, that pattern is going to continue.
Okay.
Why do I hear something? Oh, you know what? I was like, why do I hear myself talking?
Because you're playing on the...
Clearly, I had it on my laptop. Yeah. Didn't know it. Anyway, so how does that work? So how do you... Because that's a tough conversation to have, because that's another show for another day, but it's people, a lot of women, who don't like their engagement rings.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I love you, I do. And they get that ring like, ooh.
That's when you just upgrade at a later date.
But how do you articulate that? Well, you know what? You got to hold that thought. I didn't even realize it's time for the commercial.
Gotta pay the bills, man.
And we're going to talk about that after commercial break, so keep it right here on The Flow. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. Call us. Don't be shy. I don't know if we're in a texting society. Everybody wants to text me all the time or tweet me, and even though I give you the information, so I guess I can't complain. I should give y'all the text number, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. I should know this by heart, but we definitely have our own text line. And yeah, in 2015, I'm going to get my ish together.
There you go.
I'm going to let y'all know what that number is. But anyways, keep it right here on The Flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Judge a book by the cover. Discover the soul brother with the Mechadon. Working brunette to blonde. How many Edison con when I respond in full black? With us heaven to Vernon villains back to back. Amazing grace when I face the great paper chase. For real, it's long overdue, so I don't want to talk to you. I stroke the hell out of Mademoiselle who insisted every night she get her back twisted in the unlisted. I'm living through my son, so daddy see it this way. I want him in the NFL, his brother in the NBA. No doubt I'm with a piece down in Mecca, all crazy. To the late eve, none of this is make-believe. I breathe some of the most powerful lyrics of our century. Battle physically, conquer mentally, essentially. You're dealing with a Mecca affair, so anywhere you want to go, you know, I'll take you there. The shots for larger pots of cash than mini bikes and open mics. I'm blowing up spots for knots in the millennium years. And now I drop it on my peers, brings tears and fears. Another question manifesting my only. My soldiers wear Versace or the army fatigue. That brings a world of intrigue and glamour to my arsenal of cons. Pimps to players and layers of Decepticons. My whole mind state gravitates a weapon, making people in the business get a misconception. It ain't hard to the core, it ain't sex on the beach. It's just another plateau the brothers have to reach. Emphatically non-cypher, then we were broken, misguided. Try to gas me like Hitler once we get divided. No question, you're dealing with a Mecca affair. So anywhere you wanna go, I'll take you there. My fame. When brothers try to count all my chips in the game. Now let me civilize your foolish acts of gunplay. The plan of a stick man, the price and how to get away. Chose for Negroes, the most hypnotical flows on the planet. Another East Coast track roast, goddammit. My theme to mainstream's the knock. The only time I get writer's block is when my Lucci's on lock. Pretty much I'm coming through in the club seat. My thought is a bombshell, built to only propel. Or is it just my style of hustle making a mark? To rumble in playgrounds with more danger than Jurassic Park. It was dark when I brought it to the light for spite. My staff's got me taking nothing but champagne baths. Now the aftermath's dealing with a Mecca affair. So anywhere you wanna go, I'll take you there.
can make me move over again.
I'm gonna punch you right in the face. You messing up my intro. If you could see, if you could see DH dancing in the studio right now, I'm gonna punch you. You're listening to This Data's Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from one of my crushes. That was CL Smooth. Well, actually, it was Pete Rock and CL Smooth. The song was Take You There. CL Smooth could get it back then.
Okay.
Back then.
Okay.
Yes. CL Smooth. Yes. I just loved his delivery.
Okay.
And he looked nice too. But whatever. I got Howard in the studio. What's up, Howard?
Good evening. Hello.
Also DH Major, the dancer.
Hola.
The dancer.
The dancer.
We was in here getting it though.
Turned down for who? For what?
Nobody. Nothing.
Not a damn thing. But yeah. I just posted the pictures, by the way. If you guys came out to our holiday party, or if you missed the holiday party, check out the pictures. They're totally awesome. Thank you to Capturing Perfection Photography. Chief, he is the bomb. Yeah. Check him out. CapturingPerfection.com. Great work. And he's, you know, great to work with. Cool guy. So yeah, check out the pictures. We had a good time. I was surprised. There was a lot of guys. I was like, oh, that's never happens at our events. It's usually more female. I was like, more men for me. And I walked out with zero numbers. How about that?
Hey, it's cuffing season, man. They're trying to get on, everybody on the market, man. Everybody who ain't cuffed is trying to get out there. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, tonight we're talking about the Christmas blues. You know, some people are unhappily single during the holidays. And we were discussing gift giving. And I forgot what my last question was before we went to break. Do you remember? Because I forgot.
Yeah, you were talking about what if you get a gift you don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I'm glad he remembered.
Because you forgot.
Somebody's been paying attention. I'm not the host.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
No, but if you get a gift that you don't really like, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess from the man's point of view, I'm gonna be gracious because of the fact that you've given it to me.
Yeah.
But the way that I am, you know, when Christmas time start rolling around, I'm gonna drop hints.
You know.
You gonna know what I want. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to say this either, but you're going to know what I want, you know, but I think the first one, the initial one is the thought that counts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Cause especially if it's something that I might use or for something that, you know, I can wear or something, you know, I like to do, you know, that means you're paying attention to me and what I have going on, mm-hmm. because I put that much thought and effort into your gift. I'm not going to get you something that I know you can't use or something that you haven't, or that's something that you don't want, something that's going to be beneficial to you. You
know, but some people just don't know.
Yeah.
Some people really don't know what, you
that's
know.
That's when you go get a gift card and call it a day.
And other people are not appreciative of a gift card. Like, oh my gosh, he gave me a gift card. Like, why couldn't he just.
If you don't have anything, like if you've exhausted all your outlets or avenues and you don't know what to get, if you don't have like a friend that knows that person or mm-hmm. something like that, then at the end of the day, get a gift card, because at the end of the day, I'm okay with money, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if you give me something that I like, you know, some clothes or some shoes or something that
we got this datasover.com t-shirts, this datasover.com t-shirts, this datasover.com red cups.
Yeah, these cups are great.
We don't have any more shot glasses though. I just posted a picture of it.
Hey,
make sure you go to thisdatasover.com once again to check out the pictures from the holiday party. We had a good time.
I love my shot glass. You need to get some more of those.
I gave you a shot glass. I did give you a shot glass.
Guess who doesn't have
CCTV?
One? Hey, this is Flim Flam. I don't have a. I don't.
Howard
have a shot
doesn't
glass.
Have a shot glass, does he?
This is inappropriate. Well,
you got to transition over to TV, Howard. When you go to TV,
the shot glass is what we gave out last year at our anniversary party.
You didn't invite me out last year
because you cut your beard.
I don't believe that's true.
It's not true because we don't know each other then. I was just trying to make it up. You know what? Let me tell you guys what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Random.
Okay.
Look at this. Even though you guys on the internet, you know, listen, cannot see this, but I dropped my iPod, and it's cracked.
She still has an iPod.
Nothing.
I'm just.
I have a radio show. I love music.
I'm just letting the people know.
And my phone.
From the trees.
I have 4,480 songs on my iPod. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. But going back to being unhappily single during the holidays,
Just
boosting your spirits. And one of the things that helped me a few years ago, you know, I had gone through like a really bad breakup. You know, this is probably, I thought I was going to marry, and my heart was just broken into like a million pieces. And I just said, you know what? I'm not going to be sad during Christmas. I just refuse to be sad. So I chose to not stay home. So I, you know, called my brother. I said, hey, can I stay with you and the kids? And that's what I did. I stayed with my brother, his wife, and my nieces, because I knew that being around them would boost my spirits. I knew that watching the kids opening, you know, their gifts would be so exciting for me, which it was. Like, it was very fun to watch, you know, just like they were just full of glee. Like, I was just so excited. And my youngest niece, I think she was, how old was she? She was 2 at the time.
Okay.
And I got her a gift and she opened it. She was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Auntie, I love it. I love it.
Sweet.
I said, baby, what is it? She said, I don't know. It's just like, oh my God, this child.
But it's so sincere though.
Right. But she was just so excited to have that gift. And that's what a lot of people need to go back to. Just be excited that somebody's thinking about you.
Mm-hmm. But you know, family time can make you, you know, make you good. Just like the song say, you know, I'm good. Mm-hmm. You know, you're around the people that love you and the people you love, regardless of what you got going on, you can just, you know, you can just hang and just enjoy the holidays without having to worry about not being with somebody, you know, that you don't love. I mean, because when you're around friends and family, I mean, those people care about you. You care about them.
Right. And be around the people that actually care about you, that exactly. You like too.
But that's one of the things. Actually, a friend of mine was texting me about this earlier. She was saying that I don't need to get you a gift. We don't know each other that well. But knowing that you thought of me in this time, and this is the time you, even if you're not into the spirit and all those other things, you have this time off of work to spend with family and mm-hmm. those you care yeah. about. And if you're using some of that time to get to know me, to chill with me, I mean, that's a gift in itself.
Yeah. I have no comeback for that. But no, that's cool. No. No, that was
absolutely correct.
That was absolutely
Tabitha
correct.
Tabitha wins. I just want her to know because she's listening.
Tabitha, you're a winner. Yeah, thank you, Tabitha, for listening. We appreciate you. We appreciate all of our listeners.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much. You know, this has been a great year. I must say so myself. It's been a great year. And I'm looking forward to 2015 because this is actually going to be our last show for the season.
What?
Yes.
So I get to.
What am I going
to
do next Wednesday?
Villain finale.
You're going to be with whoever has a warm body
Domino's
for you.
Pizza.
A warm body is going to be there for you.
Oh, yeah. Next week is Christmas Eve. Huh?
Yes. Yes, it is.
In fact, I might be at. Somebody's doing something.
Oh, you're going to be somewhere. I'm going to a Christmas Eve party. I'm looking forward to that.
Family function, man.
I'm looking forward to this Christmas Eve party. It's a lot of Christmas parties going on, so I'm going to be painting the town red because, you know, I love red. OOOOP to all my sorrows out there. Yes.
Yo.
Yes. I love red. But once again, I want to let you guys know that I will be on the panel on January 29th. I lost a flyer. Bear with me for a hot second. Yes. Relationships in the City. It's going to be on January 29th in Washington, D.C. It'll be a relationship discussion with a 3-course meal, not 3 meals, like D.H. Major Breakfast said earlier. 3-course meal. It's going to be hosted by The Date Whisperer, you know, The Date Whisperer, Tia Hill. Get more information and tickets from TheDateWhisperer.com. That's www.TheDateWhisperer.th, which is TiaHill.com. Get your tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun.
3 meals.
And y'all know, I mean, I got a radio show, so of course I like to talk. So I got some things to talk about. I mean, I hope you guys know that I am so not a relationships expert. Not at all. I give my non-expert opinion every Wednesday.
I think everyone in here is single, so.
But that doesn't mean that you don't know anything.
Don't listen to anything I say.
Just because people are single does not mean they don't know anything. Right. So we have some wisdom to give and spread to the world.
Somebody just got disappointed.
Who got this one?
Somebody's
sick. They're like, somebody what? Think they go with me. No, kid.
Right.
I'm playing.
Right. I thought we was together. Nope. Sorry. Your Christmas hopes just got.
That's a wrap.
Right. Kicked to the curb. But we got a commercial one more again. So keep it right here on the flow.
Once again.
Make certain that you check us out on Wednesday nights. Go to tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Download the TuneIn app and type in your browser, tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. And once you click on it, it'll take you right to the station. And the same applies for your website. You can just, you know, sit the website, excuse me. Computers, hello, get it together, Miss Marie. Log on to tinyurl.com/rocktheflow on your laptops and desktop computers. Does anybody still have a desktop though?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my bad. But we gotta go to commercials, so keep it right here on the flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks!
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans. Making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Forth and really then ran its course. At first we were so supportive. Now we treat each other like a couple orphans. Dysfunctional. Everything we build is out of order. The hopes are getting better. If leaving's what you wanna do, I might as well let ya. Perfect now, but baby, I refuse to settle. I try to medicate myself, but ain't no numbing this pain. Studio or on the plane, but really ain't no escape. I still came home though. For whatever it's worth, I'm sorry. It's too late for all of that now. That's when the fighting starts. You say things, I say things too. We let our pride get the best of us. This ain't what people in love do.
Girl, it's you, son.
Forth stagnant, it's no moving forward. See, our relationship died a long time ago. It's like a ship I couldn't keep afloat. I heard that love can fix all things, but not you and me. Different day, same song, we are not in sync. I turn the music loud, see if I can tune it out. Too many reminders, we ain't working out. I say love don't hurt, but emotions do. I try to keep it cool, should've kept it moving, but I kept refusing. Wanna see us happy, wanna see you happy, even if it's without me. That's real.
Girl, it's your side and my side.
listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. That was music from Terrace Martin. The song was No Wrong, No Right. That is on his Three Chord Fold album. I love, love, love that album. If you've never heard of him, Google him. His name is Terrace, not Terrence, but Terrace Martin. Great music, great musician. I also recommend you guys check out Black Milk. Black Milk got some great things too. Foreign Exchange, King, the Internet. Man, we got a lot of, it's a lot of underground stuff that you guys need to know about.
DH Major.
DH Major, Miss Marie, even though I'm not talented in that regard. But anyways, we are talking about the Christmas blues, holiday blues. And it is almost that time for us to get out of here. But New Year's resolutions. I guess we'll end the night with that.
Okay.
I got Howard in the studio.
Hey.
And also DH Major.
Without a doubt.
So Howard, New Year's resolutions for single folks.
For single folks.
You got any for yourself?
I mean, I have some things that I'm working on. But for single folks in general, I one of the things that you touched on earlier, just having being able to reflect and really understand if you are prepared for the next thing. Look at whatever relationship you were in last, why it ended. Understand the role that you played in it. It may not have been your fault, but understand the role you played in it, what you allowed to happen that you weren't cool with, and learn and grow from those things, and put yourself in a situation where you can be prepared the next time.
Yeah,
you
have that is not repeated.
Yeah, yeah.
You know better, you do better.
Yeah, and you can do this at any point, but it's always a little bit more motivating when you have a new thing coming. So a new year, a new month,
mm-hmm.
all of that. So it definitely leaves you in a position to really focus. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got 2 weeks to prep for it, get some of these bad habits out of the way.
Yes.
I know that's what I do, especially talking about going to the gym at the beginning of the year. I'm eating everything between now and then.
Somebody please, I need a gym partner. You have no idea. Yeah. Can somebody please be my gym partner? Because I don't know what happened, but my pants, some of them don't fit. I don't know where these thighs came from because they're quite thunderous, and I don't understand what's going on with my thighs. And like, I have like back fat that's never been there before, so this is just a little odd for me.
Yeah.
So can somebody be my gym partner?
But you take this 2.5 weeks and you slowly work it into your routine. So by the time that J1 hits, you could just be in there. You've been doing it. You got that routine in a little bit. And you just keep expounding upon that.
Yes, January 1st, that's my dad's birthday.
Oh, dope.
Happy birthday.
That's Leon's birthday. So, DH.
Yeah.
New Year's resolutions.
Well,
for yourself and for single folks.
Yeah, I have some for myself. Really, I'm turning that golden age of dirty 30, 2015. So, excited. This
young boy.
Hey, man. Come on, man.
You good.
The kid
got
to enjoy it sometime, right?
Enjoy it.
Nah, so I'm just trying to get some things in my life just put together where, you know, goals that I set some time ago, I'm starting to slowly accomplish those things. So it's just more so working towards them.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say more so for single folk like myself, it's just really taking 2015 to invest more time in myself. Really, and everybody out there who else is single, who just investing more time in yourself, like we said earlier, just knowing what you like, knowing what you don't like. And if it's always something you want to do what you love. You want to learn how to play guitar? Go learn how to play the guitar. You want to learn how to play drums? Go play drums. You want to go skydive? Go do it. Why not? You know, it's your life. It's you. And you can do stuff selfishly right now. You don't have nobody else. You know, so do your thing. Do what makes you feel happy. And then one day you'll get to share that with somebody else.
Right. Because you can't go into a relationship when you're not even, you know, happy with
yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, like they were saying, take the time to really nurture yourself and be your best you. You know, make sure that you are where you need to be, and if you're not, work towards that.
Mm-hmm,
you know, take
mm-hmm.
2015 to, as people hate to say, but do you. You know, people hate to hear that, like, oh, new year, new me, but so what? Who cares what they say?
Yeah.
Do what you got to do to be your best you, you know.
Yeah.
For all the single folks out there, appreciate your life, you know, because, you know, relationships have their ebbs and flows, so it's not going to always be crimson and creamy. Things will go south sometimes. So there'll be some challenges and some victories with any type of relationship, whether it's romantic or friendship or family relationship. So just do your best to appreciate what you already have and just make your New Year's resolution to be a better you, because I think that's what we should all strive to be, is better than the year prior. So do, you know, tap into things that you like to do and make certain that you are loving on you the way that you need to love on you. Because nobody's going to love you like you love you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't love you, nobody else will. Mm-hmm. So make certain that you are a whole person, that you're not broken, you know, before getting into a relationship. Because a lot of people just want to have somebody for the sake of having somebody. So don't settle. Please don't settle, because I'm not going to settle. Because, you know, people try to make me settle. Like, why don't you get with so-and-so person? Like, girl, no. You still have his penis? I'm sorry. Oh. His penis don't work for me. But anyways, that's another conversation for another day. Excuse me for going completely off left field here. That was just so inappropriate. But yeah. But thank you guys once again for tuning in. I appreciate you. One of the things that I forgot to mention that we talked about before I came in the studio, when it comes to gift giving, you know, if you're in the spirit of giving and it's somebody new in your life and you want to give them something that's not too, you know, forward, you know, give them something that the both of you can enjoy. You know, get, you know, concert tickets or comedy show tickets or something that you two can do together. So yeah,
couples massage. Yeah.
Not necessarily massage. I might be a little too forward. You know, but like I said earlier, they got the boob pillow. So ladies, if you got big boobs, they got the boob pillow at the massage therapy place. But that's all I got for you. I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Festivus for the rest of us.
For the rest of us.
All that stuff. And anybody who knows me knows that I love Seinfeld. That's probably like
I got my Festivus bowl.
That's one of the best gifts I've ever gotten was
the box set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't all of them, but it was a good amount.
Okay.
So I'll take more. Anybody who's listening and wants to know what to get me for Christmas, I will take some more Seinfeld DVDs and the other stuff that I want. I can't say on the air because I might be a little...
Cool. I think we've already touched on all of those things.
No, I've not talking about sex toys. Okay, it's other stuff that I would like to have. Okay. But anyways,
vitamin D.
No, not talking about the pain either. But whatever, I'll take it. Excuse me. But that's all of our time. Thank you to my guests. Make sure you come back in the new year.
Yes, we in here.
We are in here. Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Flow. Make sure that you keep in contact with me. Just because I won't be in the studio doesn't mean you can't keep in touch. You can email me at info@thisdateisover.com. And also, for Christmas, my Christmas wish, I want you guys to follow, like, post, and do everything, and share thisdateisover.com. We have a lot of great stories. I want you to share your own. So that's my Christmas wish.
Yeah.
Share it. Like it. Post. Tell everybody about thisdateisover.com, because I want us to blow up.
Turn up, blow up.
Already. Not turn up, but I want us to blow up. But anyways, let me shut up because I'm rambling. And it's that time for us to get out of here. So you guys have a great and wonderful holiday season. Stay blessed, stay happy, keep smiling, and love on you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See you.